Summer Hour. Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic equipment to help win the war, makers tomorrow of products for good living in a world at peace, presents the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, our singing star, Miss Georgia Gibbs, the world-famous Mary Max, and our special guest star, Gloria Agostini, the talented young harp soloist, the newest Whiteman discovery. All in a midsummer musical in the modern manner.
Right, Glenn, and you Philco listeners, welcome as we and the Mary Max tee off with There's a Great Day Coming Manana.
Four, fellas, four.
Great day coming.
Wonderful, wonderful dream. Everybody, we're told, we'll be rolling in gold. We'll be out of the doldrums, manana. There'll be cheese and pretzels, manana. There'll be strawberries floating in cream. We'll be singing a strain of a happy refrain, for we're launching a rainbow, manana. There'll be high times, pie in the sky times. So come, you mourners, and pick your fun. There's a great day coming, manana, if manana ever comes.
We just came from Mexico, where they all drink Tenico, cause there's nothing else around to drink. Every poor old happy there seems to be so happy there, cause they have a happy spot to pick. Everywhere you go, you'll hear them say, that a better day is on its way, for there's a great day coming, manana.
Another story about the wartime miracles of radar, you probably wonder what's coming in radio for your own home after we've clinched our victory. For obvious security reasons, Philco engineers still cannot let you in on the marvels of electronic research produced by Philco laboratories for our fighters. But Philco engineers can tell you this. In its all-out research and production for war, Philco has achieved a decade of scientific progress. And when Philco laboratories can turn again from radar research to radio for your home, once again, Philco will be the first with the finest. That promise is backed by Philco's brilliant record of radio pioneering, the champion of table models, the famous Philco Baby Grand, the battery portable, a Philco invention, the modernized radio phonograph, no needles to change. These and many other electronic achievements gave Philco 12 straight years of radio leadership before the war, make Philco today the world's largest radio manufacturer. So when you can buy a new radio again, remember the Philco record of leadership. Go to your Philco dealer and look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Say, Mr. W., what's all this yappity-yap about you being Broadway's newest rave?
Why, Georgia, haven't you heard about my fan clubs?
Why, no. What do they call them?
Get on the ball with Brother Paul.
You mean you're a combination Van Johnson and Frank Sinatra wrapped into one?
Wrapped into one. Any doubt? Georgia, my fans are all over the country.
Don't tell me you're famous internationally.
Yes, even one of our allies is setting up a fan club for me.
Really? Who?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? What's that?
Well, Georgia, Brooklyn is the capital of Ebbets Field. You know, a small village owned and operated by Leo DeRocher. Right, Glenn?
Right, Paul. And a lot of our good friends in Brooklyn now have a reason for crossing the river and paying a visit to Broadway.
Natch! Paul is at the Capitol Theater. Say, excuse me while I go and write a fan letter.
To Whiteman?
No, Sinatra, boy.
Well, hurry back, Georgia. Now what's creasing your brow, Glenn?
Well, I've got round shoulders from toting that scrapbook of yours, and here you go adding more pages at the theater.
Well, it's great to be on the big street, Glenn.
Why, Paul, you're as much a part of Broadway as its bright lights.
Well, thank you, Brother Riggs.
And one of the bright lights was the way you played George Gershwin's early tune, Do It Again, a song he wrote for Irene Bordoni in Little French Doll.
And a more neighborly reminder of the now and then I couldn't think of, Glenn. So for our Philco listeners, we'll tear a lot of pages off the calendar and play Do It Again as recorded by the Whiteman Orchestra in the early 1920s. Ready, boys? Smart modern polish as provocative as tomorrow's Philco Radio. Here's Do It Again.
don't mind, there's one little question that's been bothering all of us.
Well, just call me Clifton Fadiman and make with the words.
Well, here you are, star of stage, screen, and radio.
And keys made while you wait.
All right, and keys made while you wait. Say, tell me, what is your appeal?
Appeal? Oh, you mean appeal. Promise not to tell a soul?
It's just between you and me and this microphone.
Well, confidentially, that's the $64 question. Would you like to try for the jackpot?
What do you think?
I wish I knew.
I wish I knew someone like you could love me. I wish I knew you place no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? I wish I knew, but only you can. Let me hope and pray so. Don't lead me on. If I'm a fool, just say so. Should I keep dreaming on or just forget you? What shall I do? I'm a fool, just say so. Should I keep dreaming on or just forget you? What shall I do? I wish I
George Gershwin wrote the Rhapsody in Blue for the Whiteman Orchestra. I've always been on the lookout for small concert pieces in the jazz idiom, and I've had luck in finding gifted young performers to present these works. You know, that Crosby didn't do yours truly a little harm at all. And now I have a happy combination of both. Matty Malnick, a Whiteman alumnus with Bobby Maxwell, wrote a fantasy for harp, an instrument all too seldom singled out for solo work. And now, adding to the list of a Whiteman alumni, we bring you the baby of the Philco Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra, 19-year-old Gloria Agostini, a brilliant classical harpist, and in the jazz department, she's really the last word. So two newcomers, the Harp Fantasy and Gloria Agostini.
Thank you.
Mary Max. When are you coming to catch me at the theater?
Got news for you, Paul. Caught you last night. You're going places.
That's right. The lady sitting next to me said he should go far.
That's nice. But I wish she'd been a little more definite.
She was. She said, go west, young man. Go west.
Nice to say, but tough to do.
Not so tough. Just latch on to us, Paul. That's where we're heading on a rhythmic railroad. The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Come in with you?
Why, sure.
Thanks a lot.
Back in Ohio, where I come from, I've done a lot of dreaming and I've traveled some. I never thought I'd see the day when I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe.
She never thought she'd see the day she'd ride the Santa Fe.
I'd lean across my windowsill and hear the whistle echoing across the hill. I'd watch the lights till they fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
What a thrill. With the wheels a-singing westward ho, right from the day I heard them start. Across the Kansas plains through New Mexico, I guess I got a little gypsy in my heart.
When I'm old and gray and settled down, if I ever got a chance to sneak away from town, then I spend my busman's holiday on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Every housewife knows it's smart to save. And here's a girl with a new angle on saving.
Tom, I've been trying to figure where our A coupons go.
Gotta hand it to you, honey. Can't see how you do your shopping on the gas we get.
Do you know what saved us more gas than anything else?
Streetcars.
No.
Piggy bank?
No.
Bicycle?
No. Our Philco refrigerator that we bought just before the war. Now I make one trip to the market, stock up the freezer locker, and I'm set for days ahead.
Sure, and we still got a steak if the boss drops in for dinner.
Why, I'm the envy of all the neighbors who don't have that freezer locker. It's helped stretch our ration points, so I think the OPA should give our Philco a medal.
Yes, and to you who haven't had a Philco refrigerator to help you through wartime food shortages, here's a tip for tomorrow. Philco engineers say, don't just look for a freezer locker in your new refrigerator. Philco gave you that before the war. But go to your Philco dealer first and see the new Philco features, developed by Philco's wartime work in refrigeration and electronics. Yes, next time, get a Philco, the refrigerator backed by the Philco name, famous for quality the world over.
George, I'm a little chirper. I'm a little peeved at you.
Why, Daddy?
Well, what happened to you and the Mary Max last night? You were supposed to meet me at the stage door and swoon when I came out. Where were you?
We were picketing Gene Krupa at the Astor.
Never was so embarrassed. I came out to the theater expecting an ovation, and what happened? A dog bit me.
A dog bit you?
Yeah, he must have heard of the meat shortage.
Well, we've come to make amends, Paul. Here's a tie I knitted for you.
A pretty thing. But what's the bump on the end of it?
That's the big toe. It started out to be a pair of socks.
By the way, Georgia, did you get that new picture I sent you?
Mm-hmm. I put it over my bed just like you told me. Gee, Pard, you certainly look wonderful in a sarong.
What sarong? I never had a picture taken in a sarong. That must be Dorothy L'Amour.
Gee, I thought it was funny, Bob Hope and Bing Crosby kissing you.
Ah, Georgia, you're out of this world.
What a coincidence, Uncle Glenn, it says here. That's just what I'm going to sing.
Its dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada, saying thanks and good afternoon until next week at the same time, when we'll be back with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, our singing star Georgia Gibbs, and the world-famous Mary Max. This is the American Broadcasting Company.